want to welcome to the set, Mr. Vail Omar.
Hey.
Now, Professor.
Hey.
Vail, hey, Vail, turn, hey, yes, Ray.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Oh, man, right, look, man. This is the soulful crew. Kulin, Kulin, turn on your camera. Kulin. You got to meet Vail Omar.
That's the man.
Vail Omar, he's one of these cats. My goodness. Close your eyes and you think you're listening to Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Now, he is great on his own. You know, he is absolutely great on his own. Hey, Vail, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, man.
Mike knows thank about you. Vail. Jazz, I don't know whether you met Vail or not. Jazz?
Yeah.
Have you met Vail?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
I've seen Jazz, but I don't think we have formally met. How you doing, Jazz?
I'm Vail. Hi, pleasure to meet you.
Man, and I'm going to play a song. Kulin, you got to hear this cat.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to it before, cause I gotta roll out real quick.
I know you do. You always gotta roll. You always doing this to me, Kulin. Kulin.
Listen. See, this is Will. He always peer pressures me into doing stuff.
She called it peer pressure too.
Yeah. Right. It's been a great time. That was, him playing that clip. I was like, oh yeah. Frankie Beverly and Maze, because just listening to those 1970, 71 records, I traveled back to that time period, and he talked about that perfectly. But good luck on your journeys. I know this is your last show with the Monday Night Madness.
Yeah.
I appreciate your musical knowledge. It's superb. And to Mr. Mike and Mr. Vail, I know you just came on, but it was great meeting you too. Miss Vegas. I forgot to say, before I get off here, I totally forgot my assistant text me to get, in contact with me. You email soulsadness@gmail.com because I forgot I don't do my bookings anymore.
Right.
My assistant does. So I'll try to work. I can't promise anything real soon. I'm going to try to get on it because it's hard for me to keep up with it, but we try to get in contact.
Soul Savage. Hey, Kulin. Do me one huge favor.
We'll got it. We'll get it to you.
I'll give it to you. Kulin, do me a huge favor. Hey, sweetie, I just need 3 minutes.
Okay? He's about to ask me stuff, no.
Okay, no, 3 minutes. I want you to hear, because in the middle of this, I need to drop this jam by Vail Omar. Please listen.
Oh, yeah, I told you I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it before I go.
Okay.
I told you.
Good, okay.
Right. Yeah.
This one.
But I was just wanting to tell Mr. Professor, you know, I was just giving him love before I left out of here.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know,
thank you.
You know, absolutely. In church, when you got to put that finger up and go, I didn't want to do that before. I was going to do that 20 minutes ago, but I was like, I ain't going to put my finger up and go yet.
Hold on. Hey, cue that.
Seeing you, Mr. Vail. I'm going to listen to the song.
Please.
As soon as he cues it up.
This is Vail Omar, the greatest song I ever sang. Mike knows this.
Good pick, William. Nice meeting you, Kulin.
Yeah. The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest word I ever said, I love you. I gave my life an inventory. That's why I don't worry.
Come on,
I ask myself, what's greater than making love? To be blessed, to bless someone, the greatest song I ever sang Is this all? The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
I love you.
Give your life an inventory. Help me tell the story. Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find to be blessed, to bless someone. The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever said. I love you. I won't use the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Vel Omar.
Can I say something?
Please.
Jazz.
Yes.
Okay. You turned me on this week to a song that is popular in mainstream radio. It's a gentleman who is a sound-alike of Marvin Gaye. Yes. And what's his name?
His name is, the name of the song is Take Me to Your Place Residence. Let me see what his name is.
I think, what, October London?
October, that's October.
October London.
October London.
Right, okay. So I'm listening to this. October London sounded like a Marvin Gaye. I'm listening to this, Vel, and it's like, gosh, you know, if this could be promoted with a little more juice.
Wow.
Out yeah. into, you know, the mainstream, you know, stations, that could just be a great big hit. You would be really recognized by the mainstream industry as, you know, the 21st century, connection of Sam Cooke, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have that smoothness.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you how smooth it is. And can you, will you guys give me a few more seconds? just give me a few. All I ask for is a few. That's all I ask.
Here he goes, Q-Lin.
This is why I took 20 minutes ago. This is exactly why. This is what he does.
Come on.
Every time I'm on.
Yep. It's been 2 years.
Just you, Q-Lin.
Lord, that's Bill Omar. Oh. See? That's Bill Omar, ladies and gentlemen. You better ask somebody.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown.
Yeah.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around.
I think we can drop the mic. Hey, pardon the point. Hey, Mad Mike, we can drop the mic on this one, can't we? Jazz.
Vel.
Yeah. But we go back to Mr. Vel, though. I know you playing Sam Cooke. It's definitely a resident song, but I put in the chat is a beautiful tone.
Yes.
Beautiful tone.
She sure did. Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely gonna add that to my playlist. I'm gonna try to find one. It's usually a brown liquor playlist, but I'm gonna find one to put it on. It's great, great, great relaxing music. Just the vibe it gives off. That relaxing.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're sure it doesn't change the energy of the brown liquor.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
No.
I was going to say this before I got out of here. We'll keep saying I put him in a closet. Let me just give y'all context of what happened. Okay. We were doing a show for like 6 months, and with my brand, I take like Black Music Month seriously. And so... Right. Will was my co-host at the time. I didn't realize because we wasn't on camera. This didn't exist, the streaming service yet. And so we're on the phone and I got my stuff set up, my studio stuff set up. And so we're just doing it via phone. I'm not realizing he's taking breaks. I told him we had 5 guests on one show for Black Music Month. I'm telling him, okay, we're going to have a guest on, a couple come on, the second hour of the show,
Lord,
the first hour of the show is going to be a couple, but
yeah.
His wife couldn't make it because she had to go on set, whatever, XYZ. So it was just him. I was like, okay, he's going to be on an hour, and then I'm going to have my guests come on. We're going to interview them for an hour, and then we're going to spend the last 30 minutes with 2 other guests.
Okay.
I tell him this. He leaves in the middle of me interviewing these people. He comes in just hot off. Yeah, so we're how long he mixes the first guest, their couple was it was just Royo. I told him this beforehand.
Oh, Lord.
It was just Royo on. Then the second guest that came on, it was a couple named Angel Marcus. He mixes up April and Angel's name in the interview. Mind you, I felt bad because he didn't have any interview questions. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give him some interview time. He comes in hot. So yes, April. It's Angel, by the way. He's like, yeah, April. She's like, my name's not April. And I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna. And then it started, it became like a running joke on the show. Why I called him Pino Grigio Will, because he would just be taking wine breaks.
Okay.
I didn't know this the whole time we were taping together. He was doing it. He would take breaks and then come in. It was insane. I'm like, what is going on?
Are we sure we want to broadcast that?
Yes, we do.
It's out there now. It's gone.
It's out there. How are we going to take it back?
He's on stream y'all now. I know he drinks all the time on here. I watch the show. He has all kind of liquor on here. Y'all put a bottle on camera. I didn't know this. I don't know what he was doing. If he was drinking or not. It was just a running joke on my show. I didn't know if he was drinking or not. Tino Grigio will. That was it.
You know how in life.
William, you want it? You want to borrow my fire extinguisher, William? I'm right here for you.
Mike, put the fire extinguisher down.
Q-Lan.
And in that moment, I was like, I got to get a co-host. That's when I got a co-host after that. Wait a minute, I got fired.
Was that the reason why you had that whole group on with you?
Yeah, that's why. She fired me.
Well, that was it. I can't do it. No, speak the truth, Will.
I am speaking the truth.
I can't co-host with you all at the same time.
Wow.
So now he's trying to present it to the public.
Uh-huh.
Like, I kicked him off. He's like, I can't do that and he's trying to flip it and make it seem like I kicked him off, and I did.
Yes, you did. Uh-huh. Yes, you did. Q-Lan, that was one time. Everybody's entitled for one mistake.
Listen.
Everybody's entitled for one. Professor,
one time, these were important people. Okay, we're not gonna confuse guests. I try to make it funny. I was like, oh God, this interview is funny. So well till he did this, and then it just kept going.
Okay,
and then he said Will Smith was a gangster rapper when we were talking about that. It just kept going.
Q-Lan, how come I don't have this problem on anybody else but you?
That's like calling Elvis a classical musician.
This is why he keeps playing music. I'm surprised he ain't gonna cue up. He gonna cue up some music in a minute because he don't want me to be quiet. But I just had to share that before I got off here. But yeah, Mr. Bill, I'm gonna redirect the energy. I just had to kill that to Lex.
Yeah, thank you, Q-Lan.
That was a perfect song. And I'm my email, my assistant's gonna get on that and she'll contact y'all and, you know, do all that stuff in the coming months. But yeah, that's the best way to contact me
via
email. And so, much love.
Yeah.
Prosperous energy to you all.
Hey, Q-Lan, before you go, the professor has something to say to you. But I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you threw me under the train.
No.
It wasn't a bus. It was a moving train.
Listen.
Oh Lord.
If you want to go to soul7s.com, I still have soul7s radio archived on my show. If y'all want to go there and just search the engine bar on soul7s.com, the shows, and you will see I have not told one lie.
You know, at first, Q-Lan, I was going to say, you know how we know some things, but we just want to still keep them unspoken.
I can't believe you
were on a roll, and I got you.
Oh, you want me? Listen, this is me and Will's banter for the whole duration for four years.
We always fighting. Q-Lan and I were always fighting about something.
I just had to tell the public.
Q-Lan,
I put him in a closet. It's like, tell the truth.
Tell about the time when I told EB and Whitney that you were fired before the show. That was the funniest.
Oh my God. He did a whole prank. He did a whole prank on the show. I didn't think it was going to work. Cause I was like, well, if it's going to be believable, then I can't be a part of it because they're not going to believe it. The prank was that he's going to fire me live on air. And he did that with my co-host. And he was like 15 minutes into it. I'm like, they don't believe this. And then.
No, they did believe it.
She's off the show. And they immediately started. They believed it. They thought that Will fired me on the show on live radio.
I'm listening.
And they were texting and calling me. They were so stressed out. And I was like, oh my gosh, they really believe this. And then I told Will, I threw him a joke. I said, okay, I'm gonna come in when you say, well, we can make this instead of Soul Savage, we can make this the Will and EB and Whitney show. We can call it the web show. And I was like, yeah, well, I think that's a good idea. And they were like, I hate y'all. And it just
I'm listening. I'm listening to these stories and I'm thinking this is worse than WKRP. And WKRP was fictional.
Listen, That was all Will. Will was the master behind that prank. I didn't want to be a part of it. He kind of but it was when
what
it worked
you mean?
Out.
You didn't want to be part of it. You bought into it.
Idea. I didn't come up with it.
I came up with it, but you bought into it. It was funny.
I ruined it though, because it was like multiple times I forgot to mute myself while the prank was going on, and I'm like, I gotta mute myself because I'm gonna laugh through this whole thing.
Oh God!
I really believed that he fired me.
They did.
But yeah, that was a good prank. Though.
And then when Q-Lin was listening, she was listening the whole time. I said, "Look, I'm not having this disrespect by Q-Lin." So she's gone. So we're gonna have to rename the show.
This is what he was saying a whole bunch. Mind you, I told him it was only supposed to be 5 minutes. It went on for like 20 minutes. I'm like, I feel like Will's just getting stuff off his chest at this point. Like, yes, she don't answer the phone. She don't text when. I'm like, I think he got some personal. I think this is real for him. Because he's telling too much. He added on something we didn't talk about. I was like, hey, we didn't say this when we was doing it.
Yeah.
My God.
Once I realized Will was going to do his own thing, I just let him do his thing on my show, and it worked out.
Hey, Q-Lin, and then when you came on, she was listening the whole time. She said, I'm here. And she said, no, this was a joke. And Evie said, I hate both of y'all.
God.
Yeah, he said, I hate both of y'all. It was
funny.
It was a really funny prank, and they really believed it. I was like, I can't believe this worked, because I didn't think it was going to work after 5, but when they started texting me, I was like, oh, they believed it.
They did.
I got to say this.
And I didn't answer them.
Go ahead. Bell.
It was totally believable tonight, too, because at one time I said, hold on, let me see. I think I lost the connection. I'm on Jerry Springer's show.
It feels that way sometimes, Val. Thank you very much for validating.
Will has a way of he'll go the show going, and he'll have changed the whole direction of it. And it's like, I thought we were talking about this, and then he'll get into the whole thing. I'm like, I gotta let it happen. I gotta let it happen because he's on the roll right now.
You know how in culture,
you
know how in culture when they stand up when the preacher hits it on them.
Hey Mike, Mike and Jazz, are you guys and Bill? Are you guys going to defend me or what?
Hey,
I'm speechless. I am.
You know that was.
I have to defer to Miss Cece and Ann.
Oh Lord, no, leave them out of it.
Anybody else?
Okay,
leave them out of it because
I'm gonna stand with you on that.
No, it might leave Cece and Ann out of it because they would agree with Q-Lin. So leave them out of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
this is crazy.
Oh, he would be on the roll. I'm like, we gotta wrap this up in 20 minutes. He's like, no, another thing about 45. this administration, he can go on for like 30 minutes. I'm like, well, we gotta go to another segment. I know, but 45 though.
Dang. Hey, look here.
He would go on a rant for like 20 minutes.
I've been known to keep a party going, I'm telling you.
Jasmine, you hearing this?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I hear all of it.
I am shocked. And then he would use the music against me, and then he'll cut me off. He'll start playing the music while we trying to make a point. And it's like, I'm like, all right, he got me on that one.
Oh my goodness.
And then he would try to Michael Jackson, mind you, we had a lot of listeners that would write to me on the show. And I was just saying something random about watching a Morris Day show, and I was talking about me and my friend were talking about MJ versus Prince, and it was just a side conversation. It wasn't that. Will turns this into a whole topic on Facebook.
I sure
and now
did.
I got everybody in my emails. I'm like, I'm not even comparing MJ and Prince. I'm like, and then he gets on talking about Prince rides the bench and MJ is the starter, and it turns into a whole debate. Will did this almost every show. He was always trying to debate about MJ and Prince.
I sure did.
He was always doing something crazy on my show.
I always have to have the counter argument. Hey, Q-Lin. You got to
make. I would play all Prince, and he was slipping Michael Jackson. That's what he would do on my show. I'm like, yeah, I'm playing Prince, and he's like, let me just throw in Beat It and Thriller.
You got to slip one in. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Hey,
but yeah, I'm gonna let y'all go.
Hey, Q-Lin, you got to meet this gentleman right here. Okay. Derek. Okay. Pastor Derek, the Change Man Smith. You Derek. Got to meet him.
Derek, what city are you in?
Yeah, he's always a Q-Lin. This is one of the baddest dudes
he's a
on.
Pastor.
And look at, he's not only a pastor, he is Deacon Otis Woodbine. Okay? And he is, oh look, this cat.
I'm glad I didn't tell the story. I was talking about praying. I'm glad I didn't mention the story of playing Prince in church. Cause that would have.
Hang in there.
I played a lot of.
Hang in there. You can tell the story. Q-Lin, I know you're a busy lady.
Oh.
Hang in there, darling.
Q-Lin, just another 20 minutes.
But Derek's here. 20 minutes, right?
Exactly.
This is somebody you got to meet.
Yes.
You got to meet him.
Yeah.
He is a pastor, a comedian, a soul singer,
a recording artist,
as well as Bill Omar. Bill is also a recording artist, but he's also a gospel preacher, a soul man. Look, this is one of the baddest cats on the planet.
And touring the Dirty South.
Q-Lin, I tell you what, let's do this. Hey, you gotta hear this one right here. And
you gonna play some Derek?
Oh, look, are you serious right now? Of course. Look, guys, you gotta check this out. And he's on the Crazy About You tour. Look, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the set. Derek, my friend, the Change Man Smith.
Hello,
Lord. Oh, you better ask somebody about this one.
That's my song.
Oh. This is a bad look. Shucks, man.
Q-Lin, just another 25 minutes.
Man.
30 at the most.
Shh. Are you serious right now?
Exactly.
Hey, Q, check this one out. This one is going to go platinum soon. Lord, help me.
Oh, baby.
I'm still crazy. I'm crazy. Still you crazy.
Man. That man is bad.
I know you moved on. You've got a new family. I've heard you got three kids. And it's the oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good on your job. You got a promotion, but I hope that man is treating you good, giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy. Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye, baby. Still crazy, I am crazy about you. I wanna justify and express myself.
Lord, I'm crazy about you. I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty, I heard you got his kids. But still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be. Crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. How crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left
this
for
pastor,
me, if you have
the deacon
for me, tell me.
Come on now.
Tell me.
Man. This is one bad cat. This is one bad dude.
Man, we were talking about that pink teddy bear,
man,
that you were gonna get for your sweetheart.
Man.
Pastor, when are you coming to Richmond and come to a club?
In the bottom drawer.
Pastor Dick, I'm looking around for
a collection.
My laptop or something. Oh. I need to give you a cash app. I feel like I need to give you a love offering or something. benevolent offering. He did an A and B selection. I was like, I need to get a benevolent offering going or something. I'm looking for the ushers to come in. I'm just in here by myself. I was like, I wait for the ushers. I wait for everybody to come in.
Thank you to God.
He was singing when he got to them ad libs, when he got to that outro.
He was
like,
hoping.
Oh, man, I know the collection be popping on Sunday. I was like, I know he got the collection going.
Hey, look at AQ, man.
I was like, that's that good whooping. That's that good country whooping right there. That tune up.
AQ. AQ.
You ready to give Todd the offering when he start doing that.
Hey, look here. Hey, look here. AQ. He does the lead.
Wake him up.
He does the lead and the background. He does the lead and the background. This is one bad cat.
Yeah, I can hear it.
He's a voice artist. And you know, because of your talent as a voice artist.
It was them ad-libs. That's what made me want to get an offering was the ad-libs.
but Pastor, because of your voice artist because of your talent as a voice artist, have you thought about making the Deacon a cartoon? And you just do all the voices, you know, animation.
You know what, Professor? At this point, what I've learned is synergy. I've learned discipline. I've learned commitment plus consistency gives you completion. And so I have a very extreme set of gifting. But you have to be intentional. So that you can be impactful. And that's what's most important for me at this point is to be impactful, not impressive, but to be impactful.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm grateful at this point. Crazy About You is double platinum right now.
And yeah. Whoa! Double platinum.
Double platinum is two.
I knew it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congrats. And we are actually on tour. I'm just getting back from Mississippi. I'm not even back yet. I'm headed to Virginia. But,
and he did this. Hey, Derek, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You came on just to honor the professor.
Man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to, I'm not going to be alone because I'm sitting at a gas station right now, but I wanted to.
Yeah, the gas station. Oh. Yeah, I'm good Lord.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro, yeah, North Carolina.
Just stop by and bless you, professor.
Thank you.
Your endeavors, because you are definitely a man of purpose, a man of value, a man of valor, and a man of value. And I just bless you for where you're going. I just want to let you know, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, that God has greater for you in store for you. For you to keep to take whatever lids that anyone else have put on you, or that you may have self-imposed on your own self, take those off, because there's not, the sky's not even the limit for you. Go after everything with all gas and no brakes. Let us have it.
All gas and no brakes.
All gas, no brakes.
I love it.
All gas and no brakes.
I love it.
Thank you.
All gas.
Thank you. Thank you, Derek.
Absolutely.
God, all this love.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I try to get on the night shows, but usually we're figuring stuff out for touring and production and all kind of stuff with Studio W. And so it's so good to see all of you good people. I've heard WB about each and every one of you. I'm telling you, he loves y'all, because when I talk to him, he brings your name up, and we talk and he tell us, I got to meet such and such. So it's good to see you guys. Unfortunately, I wish I could stay longer, but I'm going to get
there. Okay. Hey, Derek, just do me one favor.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, you got to hang up for your next song. And I also want you to meet Bill Omar and also Mad Mike and Jasmine. And you just met Q Lynn. You got to interview this man. You got to interview this man right here. Derek the Change Man Smith.
Now,
let's make it happen.
He does my booking and everything now. No, I'm gonna get him on. We definitely, Pastor had me looking for my wallet. So we definitely for the benevolent offer. I'm definitely I gotta leave as well. I said this about an hour ago.
Hey guys, okay, Q Lynn.
I said this an hour ago.
Hey Q Lynn. Hey baby. See, she accuses me of holding her on longer than you know. Yeah. She accuses me of this. Q Lynn, but you got a darling. Q Lynn, you know I love you, baby. You gotta hear this one though. You gotta hear this one.
There he goes again.
You gotta hear this one, Q. You gotta hear this one.
It's a couple of minutes.
Right, exactly.
What's a couple of minutes?
I'm trying to leave.
I don't want you to let you go.
Three. Ow. A couple of minutes.
Here it is.
No.
Oh, you ain't gotta look no more. You ain't gotta look no. Oh my goodness. This bad man, Derek the Change Man Smith. This is my boy. Look,
he play a song every 5 minutes. You can't even get a thought out. He do this every time.
You ain't got to look.
I'm like, yeah, but I got another song for
you. Hey, Q, you ain't got to look no more, baby.
We just trying to talk.
You ain't got to look no more. Oh.
We trying to show love to Mr. Professor, and you playing a song. Yes, we gonna cool up another song for 5 minutes. We gonna cool it up. We got five people out here trying to show love to him, man. We got to share something to that for
him. Hey.
We gonna play another song. We ain't gonna talk with Mr. Professor.
Hey, look here.
We ain't gonna talk to him. We gonna talk to him.
Hey, I got something for you. This is the buzz, baby.
I got something for you. This is the whispers. He got the whispers queued up for you. No, don't leave yet. We got the style mixes queued up. We got the Rantel queued up for you. No, you can't leave yet. No, we gonna play this blues hit from Alpha King. You can't go yet.
Oh! Here it is.
Give me the hang up tone.
Oh my.
Don't leave yet. Will, it's not coming through clearly on here. I can't, it sounds like you got to go into a cassette tape.
Oh! Oh! No, you hear it. Here it is.
It's probably going through an 8-track.
You need to upgrade your equipment.
No, it's all like an 8-track. You got to play through an 8-track.
Ain't nobody doing no damn 8-track no more.
Sounds like you drug the 8-track through the mud.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know. Yes, to be sure. Is this an act?
Professor.
Yes. This is me all day.
This is Monday Night Madness, too.
And it's mad.
It's Monday Night Madness. Here it is. Enjoy your life. Attention is happening. Love you, brother.
Derek, thank you. Love you, brother. Thank you.
Hi, Derek.
I gotta leave as well, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell, I love your vocals. I'm definitely gonna be listening to your music. I'm definitely gonna listen to your music. I'm gonna let y'all go.
Yeah.
Email.
Hi, you guys, whoever has to go. Nice seeing you. Nice meeting you, Killian.
All right, everyone, thank you so much. God, man, all this love. I don't know what to do with it. Thank you.
You know, you can box it up. Just box it up.
I'm not used to all this, so this is great. Thank you.
I have some to go boxes.
And I will take them to go.
They're going out the house. All you do is work all the time.
Bye, Belle.
You don't have to.
I gotta stick around. I haven't had any power for 3 hours. So
man.
You haven't had any power in 3 hours.
No, I'm serious. I haven't had any power for 3 hours.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
It's kind of common out here. I live in the city. People are always running the power poles. So.
Right.
I'm just too lazy to go fire up the generator. I got batteries for 3 days.
Hey, check out 2 days. Oh, check out Mad Mike and Wild Will coast to coast. Coming out to you every Thursday.
I think after hearing all these stories from Q Leonard, I'm going to have to renegotiate my terms.
Yeah.
I haven't received a residual check yet.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll talk about it, okay?
No, Mike,
you in the mafia.
I want, like the man said, I want to hear doing, not talking.
Yeah, no. See,
not talking.
When you hook up to the buzz, you in the mafia. So is the professor. You know, he's going from regular broadcasting, but he will be back.
Oh, yeah.
On a cameo.
That's no question. Yes, absolutely.
Man, I've enjoyed this so much.
Hey, professor, it's like a gang. You've been jumped in.
I know.
Yeah?
I know. It's okay.
Well, that's the way it works around here. Hey, did you guys think when you signed up, this was a joke?
I've been in the house for too long. I've come to break out.
Break out.
Yeah.
Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ, play my song.
Oh.
Let me hear some Nelly Tiger.
Man.
She called me by my name.
The bass on the plane.
Heard her like I did. She said, hey. Sexy man.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
DJ, please
take mine.
Help me put my mind at ease.
Oh,
let me hear some male waiters. A little load is ready. Denise LaSalle on my teeth. Yeah,
break
whatever
down.
You play, it's all right with me. Just as long as you keep it old school. But turn it.
No.
Yeah, I don't get out much, so tonight I'm gonna have a
breakout. Listen, DJ.
I've been in the house for too long. I got to break out.
Don't give up. It's the best
until the end.
On the planet. Oh, my. I've got to get back to my guys here. The Professor Pop Culture and Mad Mike is still with us. Hey, we were great spots. Q Lynn Green. Oh, my God. Bill Omar. The jazzy one. Doug the Change Man Smith.
This is great.
Professor. It's all for you, my friend.
Man, well, thank you.
I just want to thank you for what you contributed and brought to this network.
It's my pleasure.
Man, the pleasure's mine. Mike, wow. Thank you, brother.
And I would like...
Always glad to be here.
You're always there. Mm-hmm. Always
I'm tired. All I do is, you know, I wake up in the morning. I've told you before. I wake up in the morning, and all I try to do is have fun.
hey, guess so, what?
This is all part of my fun.
Hey, you know what? You don't miss a mark either, brother. And then again, we want the audience to know: tune into Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast each and every Thursday, right here on this network.
I'm listening to Mad Mike and I'm thinking, God, that is an incredible place to be. You know, he says he is retired and he just wakes up in the morning, he just wants to have fun. That is an incredible place to be. I have another 19 years, but he's given me a picture to look forward to. So.
Well, you know
what? It's a very fortunate place for someone to be because I'm flattered that I'm able to say the words I just said, where I can do pretty much whatever I want to these days. And I enjoy my friends, my family, and I still do my best to help others. You know, I get phone calls at least every other day. Hey, my brother's in trouble. My aunt's in trouble. My whatever's in trouble. And I always put forth the effort to try to help them out of whatever bad situation they're in. So, and that, again, it's a payment of heart and head to me. It's not about your wallet. You know, when you get to a position in my life, it's not about the wallet. And it hasn't been pretty much all of my life. You know, I had to make money to survive and have a living, but it's never been about how much money can I make, and can I be Donald Trump or something? It's never been like that. So as long as I got enough money to survive and a little cushion, I'm good.
That's right.
Let me help people.
You know, Mike, and you agree, I concur, because that's pretty much me too, man. And I love Mike. But I love Mike. I can say this because he is my friend.
Yeah.
And has been over the last 10, 11 plus whatever years. But this is a great man. I love you, Mike. And I have no problem seeing in front of the camera or behind your back. Oh yeah, I talk behind your back. I sure do. I sure do. And I say he's a great guy. And he's been genuine. And he's the host of Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
All right.
And I've been trying to get him on for almost 8-9 years. But he had other endeavors he had to take care of. And I'm so proud.
I came on your show a number of times, but they were
no, you did.
Programs. They weren't music programs.
They weren't music programs. They were programs regarding safety. Mm-hmm. And refusing to be a victim, vigilante. I mean, being conscious of your surroundings.
How to stay safe when you're out there running around in public?
We've done shows like this before, which is so important.
Home. I mean, certain things that there's certain things you need to do. Even though if you're at home, your home is your castle. But you know what? Your castle can be breached. So there's things that you can do to make your home not a target. So, we talk about all that kind of stuff. But we're here for a professor.
And Mike and I have done this. And guess what? I'm going to tell a story one day. I've told it before.
Mm-hmm.
How he tricked me. He tricked me.
He tricked you.
Yeah, because
on the
I had no idea that he was also a DJ and a lover of music.
By the way, Professor, it was pretty easy to trick him up.
How's that?
You know what I'm gonna do? No, hell with this. No. I'm not playing with either one of you guys. I'm not playing. I'm not playing with y'all. You ain't gonna do this to me.
Who's this?
I'm sure we did. Okay. Let me advance.
They told him, look, we're putting out 26 albums this year, okay? So you got, and he was like, wait a minute. I can do what I want. I got carte blanche. I could do what I want. This is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So then he puts out his first album, 1967, presenting Isaac Hayes. So then he said, yeah, okay, the Sex Like, you know, it did okay.
Okay.
It wasn't the greatest seller, but it did okay.
I'm sorry, man, but I just can't take
Isaac Hayes. That's the show we did. I think it was 2021. No, it was 2020.
I'm just trying to tell you, as simple as it looks like. There ain't nothing in Chicago that a market woman can do. When you see your sweet man coming down the street, baby. I want you to raise your window high.
It's Monday night. That is 20.
I gotta log out.
20.
Just a second, believe
me. I got you,
Mike. My computer.
No problem, bro.
All right.
When you see your sweet man coming down the street, I want you to raise your window high.